Thanks for tuning into the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. Today, Nick and Tom are going to interview Kyle Pickett about video games. Oh boy, it's a lot of fun. They're going to talk about the Nintendo Switch and Windows XP. Yeah, that's right, goddamn Windows XP. The best you ever have. They also get into some stuff about Final Fantasy, some battery charger technology, and Kyle's new thing coming out called The Watch. You can check that out. If you want to hit him up, go ahead and look for IcePickX on Instagram, and you can check him out on Facebook. He's got some cosplay stuff with his girlfriend, the Dust Bunny Creations, or you can find him at Edmonton Ninja Turtle. This is a fun episode if you're into having a good time, and I know you are because you're listening to this. Anyway, let's get this party started.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nick McQuick. Welcome to the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. I'm joined in studio by my fabulous, talented, handsome, and beautiful sound engineer, Tom Brent.
I practice every day.
He does. He was top three of his class.
Top three.
Top bitch. Three. Top three. That's how we... That's is this...
Three. One, two, three. You can't count?
Or no, I'm just wondering, like, because, what was it, Inglourious Bastards, the Germans count that way?
Yeah.
We count this way?
That's how they got him.
That's how they got him. So yeah, don't go to Germany.
No, this is I can go to Germany.
Oh, you can go.
I can be sneaky.
This is okay. The Americans.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they want to maybe send you to Germany, how would they get a hold of you, the audience?
Text me 780-862-1124.
Oh, I cannot wait for the stuff that you get.
I don't get anything.
He gets like one
people
guy.
People troll him.
One guy in Toronto sends him stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
He hasn't for a while.
Drake. Oh, yeah.
Where's the love?
Upset. His name is Drake, and he's in Toronto. Not that Drake. It's a different Drake.
He also made that joke.
Yeah. And joining us in studio is Kyle.
That's me.
Yeah.
Is your last name Katarn by any chance?
No.
Katarn, Kyle Katarn.
Oh, man. That's, no. Like, seriously the
I've,
best.
He's got four names.
I've got four names, just like most
four.
Killers. And they're all first names except for the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for that last one, I'd be a murderer, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Four names.
Good thing my parents gave me a last name or else I'd kill people.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I just can't. No well, good mojo.
With no last name, it's just an open end, so you don't know. You write your own story.
Yeah, exactly.
In the blood of your victims.
Yeah, exactly.
Kyle, one thing. I'm a bit of a nerd. I'm nerdish.
Yes.
Nerd tangential.
No, you're a professional nerd.
I've been kind of out of this cycle in, like, video games, though, for a while there. So,
yes.
I remember when Final Fantasy 15.
Okay, PS4.
That came
Fuck.
Out. That was XV.
The last one I played was 8.
Oh, you need to catch up.
Oh, you played a good one.
Yeah, I know, right?
He
was with the fucking gun sword and shit.
Yeah gun blades.
Yeah.
Fucking top.
Lionheart. But I didn't play the most recent one. And you were playing it, and
yep.
I was so tempted. I was standing there, like, doing math in my head, going, like, yeah, I could probably get less chicken breast and rice this month. Probably just get one of these PS4s.
No, it was, by far, it was probably the best Final Fantasy I've played since.
10?
8 and 9. Cool. 10. Okay, so here's my ranking.
Okay, let's go. Number one Final Fantasy.
It's...
7.
For storyline, it's, like...
Tactics.
For personally. personally, I like 8 the most. For storyline.
Okay.
Gameplay, though, I would say 6.
Squalls, F.E., Sulfur.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then, so, like, in overall ranking, you go 6, 7, 8, 10, 9, and that's kind of, like, that generation, right?
Okay.
So but I would actually put 15 up there in probably just after, I'd probably rank it right next to 8.
Okay, is that because of, like, play style? Like, what makes it stand out?
So you gotta have the package, man. As a guy, you know you gotta have a package.
Yeah, you have to have the whole dick and balls of Final Fantasy.
For the package, you need gameplay, you need storyline, you need extras to go looking for that aren't too fucking excessive. You need it to be fun. You can't have like repetitive missions continuously to the point where you bash your head against the
grinding.
Wall.
You can't have too much grinding.
It sucks, but it's part of most RPGs. But you know, it'd be nice if it was a little more versatile, which this game actually did. The storyline was a bromance.
Yeah, it's like a road trip with some buddies.
Romance. And it actually pulls your flipping heartstrings.
Isn't it like...
It pulls your heartstrings hard.
Sort of a bachelor party?
Almost. So basically, you guys get... It starts out, you guys get into a car, you're pushing it because it dies. It plays Lean On Me as the intro.
Lean on Me.
I believe it's Lean on Me. Stand by Me.
I don't Stand know. By Me.
Yeah,
by
that's
me.
All. Yeah.
Oh, I'll be your
Yeah, lean seriously. And you're pushing this freaking car. I was like, is that really in there? Yeah, I can play that on recorder. I think that's the song. Anyways. And they have a movie that goes with it. So, like, right after you finish pushing the car, you do a little bit of stuff. The movie ties in. And his dad.
Advent Children?
His dad dies. No. yeah, King's, oh. King's Glaive or King's Slave or something like that. I don't know what the fuck. And, anyways, his dad dies. The kingdom's under attack. He's trying to find the woman that he's been, I guess, since birth, they were told that they're going to marry each other. You know how that works with
gross.
The royalty.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But, that you know, they actually like each other, so it kind of helps out.
But he's got emo hair.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
What's up with his protagonist
actually,
haircut,
if,
eh?
If you look at his clothing, there's one outfit that he's got, like, little tiny skulls all over his vest, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty freaking emo.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's the new scene.
I guess.
Whatever.
Goth kid.
Yeah.
Saying a scene, this is a goddamn arms race.
Ooh.
But no, it was. It's got a decent storyline to it. The end game of it is very, very heartstring.
Wait, spoilers. There's an ending.
Yeah, yeah. It pulls your heartstrings to like if you play, if you don't have a soul, you won't cry. But if you have like a really good soul, you'll probably shed a man tear or two.
Ooh.
Because you're like, oh.
There's a mobile app for it now.
For man tears?
No, yeah, for man tears. And if there isn't, get on it. No, there's a Final Fantasy 15 Battle of the Kingdoms or something.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But
yeah, it's another freaking...
I'm not interested.
Stuff. Yeah.
But no, it was here's, a good game. Here's the whole thing. I do not own a PlayStation Quattro. I didn't end up buying one for the game. And I haven't bought any systems since my PlayStation Trace.
So you're one generation behind.
Oh, yeah, I'm a generation short right now.
My most recent console, not including my 3DS, is a PlayStation 2.
Not bad.
He also has an N64 that we played Smash Brothers on.
That's not
They've
even
almost
my,
remade
that's not even
the
mine.
N64.
Yeah?
It's that's, coming out soon.
That's not even my N64.
That's just in your house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I'm behind on the consoles, and here's the thing. I could easily go out and buy a console, but I have... a lot of time, not of a lot of it free.
Yes.
So, you have a Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
And a PlayStation 4.
Yes.
Or and then do you have a Xbox?
Fuck no.
You don't. Okay, I loved the Xbox. I really loved the 360. And then as soon as they started trying to put a camera, like, you had to play it with a camera, I was like, I can't. No. I fell out of love with them immediately.
I don't know if you have to play it with the camera in the Xbox One, do you?
No, what they originally when they made the announcement at E3, they were
it was
like
mandatory. And then
yeah,
switched
and you
it.
Could not share games, and there were so many things, and
I remember
like,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big downfall. We were all of us PlayStation guys were ripping at a new one.
Oh yeah, that's when I jumped off, and I was like, nope, PlayStation 3.
Yeah, but no, see, like I didn't go for the Xbox like the original because. It was, you know, it was a new system.
It looked like
was,
two VCRs glued on top of each other.
I think the big thing that turned people off of Xbox, at least from my recollection, is the controller.
See, I didn't have a problem with the controller because I knew that third-party people would make a controller.
Mad Cats!
Whatever. So if I wanted a PlayStation controller on the Xbox, I could get it. It's not a freaking rocket science, right? So whenever there's a controller, I could give two shits if that's the issue. My issue was
Nintendo Wii.
My issue was that Xbox and Microsoft, whatever, they purchased Rare from Nintendo.
Oh.
Which I was like, "Fuck you guys!" And they remade Conker's Bad Fur Day, and they couldn't even do that right.
Yeah.
It's like you guys purchased one of the best companies Nintendo had, and you shit the bed hard, like really hard.
You know what the last thing that. Microsoft did right was Windows XP.
Ooh. I'm still running it.
It's been a long time since they did anything good.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I am still running XP. It has officially told me Google Chrome may not update. I don't care. It still runs. It still does what I need to.
Okay, perfect.
I can still pump out videos doing that.
Yes, yeah, somehow.
Which is awesome.
With that being said, like I do still game, but now I've switched over to the PC Master Race.
The Master Race, yes, the Master Race is good.
Yeah, it is really good. I've got a Steam controller.
Yes, that's good.
That is very nice, touch responsive, yes, and everything. It is a beautiful thing. I really like it. However, they're making it impossible for me to play every game, because normally there's the exclusive that comes out for PlayStation or Xbox or something like that, and then like a year later, 6 months later, you get it on Steam. Not a big deal. Yeah. You just gotta wait, and then sometimes they even have more. But now there's this new system called the Nintendo Switch.
The Switchy Switch.
Yeah, the Switchy Switch, and that makes it almost impossible to get Switch exclusive games on a lot of other things.
Well, no, I mean, you, with the Master Race,
yeah,
you can download anything you want.
You can download an emulator, but isn't there a lot? Like, here's my thing: the appeal of the Nintendo Switch. It's really hard for me to take my PC Master Race on a plane with me and play a video game.
Well, the laptop, bro.
I know, but like,
this is nice and handheld.
You don't have it all handheld. Yeah. It seems like it's paired together so many great things. And yes, once again, I'm standing there counting my shekels, going, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I?
And you'd be amazed at how much fits in here.
Yeah. I think that camera's so
sick. That's what she said.
In this box. Yeah, the there you go. Size of a box. Like, yeah, this is not very big. So that's about 8 inches. That's another, it's not even 16 inches long. So
you heard it here, ladies. It's not even 16 inches long.
But yeah, okay, so I'll just pop this bitch open for you.
Okay. So the Nintendo Switch, and here's something that, like, they're really hard to find. Here's something that people are going to hate me for. I went down to a place,
yeah,
and they had them.
And you didn't buy them.
I didn't buy it. I just stood around going like, should I? Shouldn't I? So there's a couple times where I've thought, should I? Shouldn't I? And I just, I don't know. I'm
actually
going
to get you to try something funny.
What the Hello Kitty?
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to get him to try something funny.
Here's half of your controller.
Okay, so what they actually did something. Like, because this is the game.
That's a micro SD card.
This is smaller. This is smaller than a Nintendo DS cartridge. But, I mean, like, you know, whatever.
That's nifty.
Yeah. So, what Nintendo did, because it's so small and choke hazardy.
Oh, yeah, I know about this.
All right, Nick.
Okay.
So, right
taste
up top
it.
Here.
Taste it.
Rub it against
taste
your tongue for it. A little bit.
That does not taste
He
good.
Likes the taste.
Uh-huh. It doesn't it taste like dropping something chemically?
It tastes bitter?
It tastes like powdered MDA, if you've ever tasted that. Or like a crushed up Advil.
Yeah, I could definitely see like a... It tastes like the chalk that pills live in.
And that stays in your mouth for like... You might want to drink something. Sweet. It stays for a long time.
Sweet. Come on my podcast. Let me lick things. A lot of trust involved
so that,
in this
that,
podcast.
That's Zelda.
Are we going to change? Wait, are we going to change the name of the podcast to the Lick and Slow Comedy Show?
Mm-hmm.
So I got this new. This is the newest game I purchased.
This. Oh, you were looking for this, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I got
Mario
it.
Plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
Yeah. So basically what happens is you're in a room, kind of like we are, and we're super scientifically smart or whatever. And we happen to
kind
have Mario
like
sitting
we
there.
Yeah.
We have Mario sitting there and, like, Rabbit sitting there. And somehow we invented a machine that just puts them together. And bam, you're stuck with... You're in this world now. And it's like everything got sucked in while you're in the bathroom taking a dump.
Okay.
And you come back out and you're like, what happened to my living room?
yeah. You got a rabbit
so,
and a Mario.
Basically, I didn't bring the other pieces because I'm a doorknob. But this is the system right here. This is it.
Okay.
So you can... That's, this is the system. This is how tiny it is.
So it's pretty small.
So you got this little thing here, which is a kickstand.
Okay.
And you can place that down, and it'll sit upright wherever.
Okay.
So it sits up, and then you can grab your controllers.
Your half of a controller?
You
this
grab
is
your
smaller than a controller.
And you grab your controllers there. And then, so if you wanted to play with just a system and walk around with it, we pop these on here like this.
Oh, they just slide on?
And you're done. And you just start walking.
Okay, and that's...
And then say you and I want to start playing with each other...
I don't. Just
hold on. Let's say it. Say you and I want to start playing with each other.
Say we want to start playing with each other. I pop these two controllers off, and
so
I
this
go,
really is
going to
become a lick and slow.
So now it goes this way, and then there's another thing that I didn't bring, but it slides over top, and it gives you two bumpers at the top, but they're still there.
Okay, so you have two buttons there. You've got
these tiny little controllers. I mean, look how
two triggers.
You bitch about how small a PlayStation controller is, people. That's what you have to play with. This little tiny. This is how you play. Nice and cramped up like that.
This is so small. It's like six of my dicks.
And then say that you have your own set of controllers, and I have my own set of controllers. So I take mine.
I've seen them as different colors.
I'll pop them
too.
In like this. Yeah, you can get them in different colors. And now I've got my controller, basically
okay.
PlayStation.
So like here,
done up. So it slides in. Super. That's your more comfortable stuff. It's still, you know, whatever. I think no, there isn't.
And that comes with the thing.
This comes with it. Everything I'm showing you comes with it. This all comes with the system. So now, say we finally get home.
We finally get home.
And we're like, okay, we've been walking around with our system outside, whatever. We've been walking the dog. They're walking themselves because that's what they do. And we're like, okay, we want to go on the TV and play big screen with all of our people that are sitting in our living room wanting to watch us play a game because, you know, back in the day, that's what we did.
So when you do that, when you play online, do
this
they
is
need
your
a,
system.
Do they need a code to find you or like?
Yeah, there's a friend code.
Okay.
So you pop this down.
What's your friend code? Say to the
I don't. I don't have one yet.
What?
So you pop it down like this. Slides in. Pop that off.
Okay.
Like that, it slide in.
Console
and now it's
in.
Going to the TV, and I can play off the TV from here.
Okay, so here's something cool, because now, like, I'm trying to show the listener. If you're playing a game on this, and you are playing a game, you pause it, put it in. Do you have to restart the whole thing?
No, it just continues.
Wow.
And then say like, it's like, oh, hey, I need you to come over, man. I just want you to come help me build something. And I'm like, yeah, sure. But you know half the time you're standing there waiting for somebody to build something, you're sitting around waiting, right?
Yeah.
So you're in your middle of the game, you don't want to save, you don't want to have to find that checkpoint or nothing. Just pop this down like this.
Put the two controllers
go,
on.
Hit the power button here just once, and it goes black screen, and it saves your location. You don't even have, it's not even turning it off. It's just saving your location. It's like closing the 3DS.
Oh, okay.
So you pop that up, and then you hit the power button when you come back, and boom, you're right there.
Turns on.
And I press the button three times, and I'm now in the location I was at.
Damn.
Exact same location I was at my house. And that was, I don't know, a while ago, so...
See, that like that, the convenience of this is what I'm talking about, where this does not transfer over to the PC. For me.
No, the convenience does not transfer. So I press the power button again, it's off. It's sleeping, in sleep mode, but it uses so little battery.
Yeah, how does your battery last on this? Because that was one thing I know when it was announced, so many people were worried
when
about.
That was my main issue. I'm like, okay, with how high powered it's supposed to be, and how much stuff it's supposed to do. I looked at it before I bought it because I was waiting for somebody to announce it. The minimum time of battery, like the lowest it will be.
Super intense.
So
playing.
Basically because you're playing at the brightest setting, the highest graphics you can have. I mean, there's no graphics setting, but whatever. Full sound and the most graphic intensive game. Right now, that's Legend of Zelda.
Champion of the Wind or whatever.
Yeah.
I Fight the Wilds.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? Yeah, I know. Wind Waker. So you pop that in there, and it lasts 2.5 hours, at least, to 3 hours. And then if I turn the sound right down, and I put the brightness way down, I could probably get about 4 hours of gameplay.
Okay, 2 to 4.
Now with Rabbids, because it's not so intense and stuff like that, I can get anywhere from 3 to about 6, I would say. To a maximum of the game that they've said that you can get the most out of is about 7 hours.
Damn. And
7 hours
Pong?
Of not it's having.
Pong? Just it's, two little white lines moving?
I'm not sure what the game is, but they've tested it with some game that lasts about 7 hours. I'm guessing it's 1-2 Switch. It's my guess.
Okay.
Or Bomberman. Something, you know, simple.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Bomberman?
Bomberman.
Like,
you know, he's like Bomber.
Like Bomberman?
No,
like
Bomber.
Bomberman. Oh, okay.
I thought it was a surfing game. Bummer, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Bombs.
Bombs.
Dropping bombs. But yeah, no, it's comes with one charger, so, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I would hope it comes with a charger.
Well, you know, the new 3DS doesn't, so.
What?
Yeah, the new 3DS does not come with a charger.
Why are you selling it?
How do you charge it?
You just play it until it dies and
buy a
new one.
A charger, or because you have so many Nintendo products previously that fit.
Oh, that's actually, you know what?
And they save you money on it.
I'm kind of on board with that.
Yeah, they're like, you already have the power cord if you previously have one. And if you don't, I'm sorry, but there's a bundle for you.
Yeah, no, I'm...
So you don't need to buy. But it costs more money.
No, I mean, fair enough, but I'm kind of on board with the idea that Nintendo is using the same plugin every time, and also they're reduce like because you think about it, if you bought the 3DS and you buy this and you buy that and it's all the same thing anyways, now you have like three or four of them. No, you just buy it the first time with the bundle, and then you just have it.
Okay, so my question then is, what charges this? Because I saw and tasted the game.
So this charger is actually kind of unique, I would say, in a way. It's not like the 3DS charger. So this one you can flip either way. It doesn't matter. Pin set doesn't matter. No, that won't fit. What the fuck?
This is the brand new Samsung.
Okay, so it's a Samsung charger.
It's the USB-C, I think it's called. It's also what my GoPros take. Here, look.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
So it's actually
more than one
the new GoPros, the new Samsung things, the new iPhone that's going to be coming out soon.
And it doesn't matter which way you put it in.
Yeah.
It can go in any way.
Fully reversible. So that's actually going to be the new charger for both.
Can that be the name of the podcast?
Doesn't matter which way you put it in.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter which way you put it in. Charges it. So yeah, that's pretty cool. That charges all the new stuff, like the new technology that's coming out.
Yeah, and
new tech.
My buddy who works at this car place.
Car place.
His name's Howard, and
shout out Howard.
Howard Choi. He's a car guy. And anyways,
car guy.
Yeah. So he found a portable power pack that's like 30,000 or 50,000 mAh that has this.
That's the power pack.
Yeah, but like 30,000 or 50,000.
Oh, okay. This is, I think.
Maybe 10
five,
if you're lucky. Yeah.
Five or
so
six.
It's about twice the size of that thing. But it has the port for this to like actually come out and plug one of these in properly and the proper specs and stuff so it doesn't fry your system.
Oh, nice.
So it's nice that when you're on that 7-hour trip, you can actually keep it charged.
Yeah.
About five or six times over.
Yeah, like instead of like talking to your family or. Human
if
interaction.
This will stop me from talking to my family for the rest of my life. I'll buy two. Wow, it seems really cool so far. But like, I'm wondering, what does it sacrifice being so small?
Nothing.
It doesn't sacrifice.
I haven't found anything wrong. Like,
what is the most graphically eating up sort of game though?
The best one I've seen, like I said, Legend of Zelda.
It is a fancy.
It doesn't feel
game.
Bad, right? Like it's kind of
it's
a mix
such
between...
a nice feel. Can I
go
try
for
out
it.
the widgels? I don't know what to call them. The widgels, I assume.
They're joysticks.
Joysticks.
Oh. J-O-Y.
Okay.
Jerk off instruction.
Yeah. So here, you know what? Let's just let him kind of goof around with it a little bit. He can walk around. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
We'll get him to. So I'll turn this on. Press the. Button on this side. Yep, this side. Yeah, hit it a couple times. So hit the A button. There you
okay.
Go. Hit it three times. Now
I'm
you're inside
the
world. So you can just kind of now press L and R. So it wants to know which controller you're using because there's three. So there you go. Now you can kind of walk around.
Oh, kick ass!
So he's playing the game from over
you
there.
You can't move the screen while I'm playing. Oh, fuck. That's really fucking me up. Oh, no. Is this what acid is like?
I don't know.
You should do a Street Fighter tournament where the screen is constantly moving.
So he's walking around right now. He's
That's pretty cool.
Playing the game. I'm, you know, like this is technology right here at its finest.
So what games like are of it? Because I know they've rehashed a lot of stuff coming out for it, but what are like some of the exclusives, so to speak?
Well, anything Mario is exclusive, obviously.
Oh yeah.
Rabbids is exclusive.
So Mario and Rabbids would probably be double exclusive.
Yeah, exactly.
you heard it here first, folks.
Double exclusive.
Legend of Zelda is pretty exclusive. The Splatoon games, I don't know.
Here's the thing, and I'm noticing this as I get older and older. We're getting a lot of Metroids, a lot of Legend of Zelda,
they're bringing it all back.
It's like, is there a new intellectual property they've developed?
They're trying actually to come out with a new platformer because Microsoft bought Rare. This comes back to, I flippin' hate Microsoft because they took the best company that they had. If you don't think Nintendo, so PlayStation originally took them, but they left. That I can forgive that. So Squaresoft left Nintendo because it was more capable of more stuff on the
PlayStation.
And they actually did an homage to Nintendo in the very first Final Fantasy they made by making the characters blocky when you're walking around. Because that's basically what the graphics would have been. Mm-hmm. So they're just like, oh, what'd you do? Are you in a battle?
No.
Oh, did you just press a button? Okay.
Just press the button.
Yeah, don't go into a battle because you'll wind up dead.
Yeah, don't battle, okay? Don't battle. We're out of Seattle.
But yeah, so they did an homage to him in their first one. But what happened to Rare was they got purchased, and Rare made GoldenEye. They made Banjo-Kazooie. They made Donkey Kong. They made Super Nintendo. Yeah.
Super Nintendo.
And for the N64, they made one, Donkey Kong 64. They made Diddy Kong Racing. I want to say Perfect Dark was Rare, but I think it's not.
Let me just do a quick bit of research here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not. But they took all of those games, they tried to put them on the Xbox, and they bombed hard.
What are you talking about? Perfect Dark Zero didn't do well?
They bombed hard. Like, super hard. Like, super bad, but super hard. So, it bothers me that they would take something so good and just basically... You know, like you have something that good and you shit on it. Like,
but
why?
Here's the thing: you look
Perfect
at it as
Dark
a,
is by Rare.
Is it?
You look at it as a
or
consumer.
Was.
They look at it as business.
But see, it's not good business if the consumer doesn't like it.
But here's the thing:
so if they've done it right,
taking a nuke away from your enemy makes you stronger. Even if people are pissed off about it, now Nintendo can't make these great games.
But they can. They still can.
They can make a Conker's Bad Fur Day.
They can still. Re-put it out like they're probably going to try and do with the 64. The remake of the 64. That's why they're remaking all of these systems, because all of their companies got bought. And Nintendo's just, they don't care. They don't bother hanging on to it, because they're like, we can do what we want without you.
Well, I did.
So,
like, the last.
Anyways, you can stop running around.
The last Super Mario I really enjoyed was Super Mario 64. I played Super Mario Galaxies. It did not tickle me.
No?
No, it just
didn't. What about Super Mario Sunshine?
I did play Super Mario Sunshine for about 45 minutes, and then I was really upset, and I checked the return policy at Walmart. But it's... I don't know. It just seems like more of the same with a gimmick. Like, is there any new intellectual properties? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I am on the fence. It is pretty cool. It's weird that this is a podcast of you convincing me to buy a game, though. It feels like sort of a commercial, but it's actually not.
I mean...
We're not getting anything from Nintendo.
In all honesty, it just depends. Like, I just know with your lifestyle and how much on the move you are, this is a system for you.
Yeah, I could play it and
drive. As much... sort of. actually, no, you probably could. If you hooked the Joy-Cons up to the steering wheel and had the thing just, you know, like it looks like a dash thingy, whatever, you could probably be playing and just, you know.
Nick, you might want to put a disclaimer on
please,
this part.
Disclaimer.
Do not do that.
Do not drive in-game.
Yeah.
Nick can do that because he's already immortal.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I'm
you
fine.
Cannot.
Yeah.
Actually, I would like the viewers to try and guess how old he is.
I don't know, 10, maybe? Who knows? 300?
Try
and guess who's older.
Not your spiritual or your mental age, Nick.
I don't know.
Your
judging
physical
from my,
age.
Judging from the sunglasses you saw in my car, how old do you think I am?
Like 80.
you got those high-def fucking vision ones?
I got
ones?
These big ones. They have windows on the
side.
Yeah, they're polarized. Yeah. They're really...
Those like high-def ones that help you see at night? Yeah.
I found them. I think whoever's they were, they're dead. But they're mine
probably.
Now. Yep.
Statistically speaking.
Okay. So, Kyle... You have a show coming out soon where you're going to be talking about all things nerdy and nerd culture, upcoming games, movies, television, all these sort of things, and that's called The Watch?
Yeah, we're watching everything nerdy so you don't have to.
Oh, okay. To just kind of abridge and abbreviate.
But what if I like to?
That you totally can.
Yeah, you can also.
We just recap.
Yeah.
Or we precap.
But then it's good for people like me that are like still... in the nerd culture, but like I've got so many shows, podcasts, touring with comedy, so much writing. I can't.
It's too bad we don't have Nathan here to just beat the shit out of you for this right now.
Yeah, I can't. I can't keep up. I can't play every system and all the games, and they're creating content so fast. It's like impossible to keep up with everything.
Yep.
So like a show like The Watch is really good for kind of. The nerd, the gamer, the guy who wants to get involved in more things, but just didn't have the time.
And then the other thing we'll be touching base on is like cosplay and creating, because it turns out that all the shows that they put on the television, they want drama, and cosplayers don't really like that because that's not what it's about. So a lot of them get canceled, or there's fake shit put on, or it's edited in a way that. So we're gonna try and touch base on all the things that they all want to see in a show as well. Like, how to build armor. Where do I buy the supplies? What supplies do I need? And, you know, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, how hot does my glue need to get?
Exactly.
Yeah. How hot does your glue need to get?
Oh, too hot to touch. Yeah. That's what I deal with.
I've touched it before. But no, in all seriousness, even as someone who personally, like, in the audio and the music world and all that stuff, I'm really up on top of, like, oh, this is new, that's new, like, all this new stuff that's coming out.
Yeah.
A recap is great because then it just, it kind of, it puts it all in one place and it makes it easier for me to find all that stuff.
Yeah.
In case you missed something.
Well, yeah. It's great, too, because, like, I don't want to just, like, go out and buy a Switch and then realize I don't like it. And I don't want to have to go and watch. Because here's the thing. If you watch on the Nintendo website, you watch the trailers to the games or something, they're only going to show you the best thing. They have a vested interest in selling you something.
Well, of course.
Whereas if you are going to somebody else that's sort of like an impartial judge, that's not getting money from, let's say, from Microsoft
Nintendo
or Nintendo or anything like that, you kind of get that view. And then also, there's going to be like cool things like reacting to trailers for movies.
Yes.
Because you actually don't watch trailers.
I hate trailers. I despise them.
Don't you build trailers for the oil field?
I do build those.
Oh,
trailers.
Okay.
Those
are
modular.
He hates trailers.
Those are modular.
Yeah.
But the ones that you watch, it bothers me because half the time they take shit out that's not in the movie, and then your mind is constantly looking for that moment in the movie, and it's ruined the movie for you without even realizing it. Or the fact that they put something really funny into the movie and put all the funny parts into the trailer, and then you watch it, and you laugh really hard with the crowd, but you've all seen it, right?
Yeah.
That bothers me, like, immensely. Yeah. That's why I generally don't go to movie theaters anymore. I used to work at one, and
so it kind of sucks that you have a job now where you have to watch a movie trailer.
I do have to watch a movie trailer. So you'll actually get my genuine reaction to the trailer while I'm watching it. Well, it'll be in front of me. I'll be watching. I'll be laughing. You guys can watch along on your own little streaming things. I can't do that for you because of the legalities or whatever. But I can do that. And you can see, you know, we can react together. You can see my reaction and whatever. And then later on, I might hit it back up by after watching the movie and then just tearing it apart on how the trailer just destroyed the movie for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah.
So, there's going to be movies, pop culture, gaming,
yes.
Nerd stuff. What other, is there any other categories you're touching on?
I've got a plethora.
Are there any butthole categories? Will you touch those ones?
Touch those buttholes.
I'm sure I'll touch
nipple
plenty
categories.
Of buttholes. I'm sure I'll touch plenty of buttholes, dark.
Sorry, it just seems to be the theme of the podcast.
If Conker's Bad Fur Day is there, I will be touching on the Great Mighty Pooh.
Yep. There you go.
So,
you heard it here first, folks.
So here's the thing. I don't know if you have a place to watch it yet. Because here, the honest truth for the audience, we're recording this before your show drops.
Yes.
So.
And I do have, like, I think I've got, like, 3 pilots for it that So I could release these.
Your backlog. You've been working on this show now.
I've been working on this for over a year.
Since before we met.
Yes.
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 It's
actually okay. So it did. Okay, hold on.
Okay, hold on, guys.
So the origin. The origin of my show. So I just wanted to make stuff for cosplayers at first. I just wanted to have like show them, you know, where to buy supplies because I run a cosplay group in Edmonton. So there's about 500 of us. We, you know, host barbecues. We host Christmas parties. We try and get photo shoots for them so that they can. So the photographers can meet the new cosplayers. The new cosplayers can be photographers. They can possibly interact and see that, you know, this photographer really liked that cosplay, so he'll make it look beautiful with the photo. And then you get one, and that's really, like, generally you got to pay money for that. So when they do that, it's really special, and it bothers me that sometimes it... Anyways, long story short, they meet each other.
Okay.
So I started making videos of where to buy armor products. So I filmed in Home Depot one time.
It was all in permission. One.
Okay, so, yeah. They told me, I don't know if you should be filming in there. Like, I was filming, and they said, I don't know if you should be filming. So I said, come back when you do know. And I kept filming.
That's pretty close to permission, isn't it?
Well, I'm like, there's 2 ways I'm going to get this lady. It's either A, I ask for the freedom of information and privacy and the camera up there, and that's the footage I'll goddamn use if I have to,
mm-hmm.
and just put my audio over top. I don't care. Or you can just let me do this because I'm selling your products. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not bashing your store. I'm not here to cause you... I get it. Legalities. Bullshit. Whatever. But I'm not making money off it. I'm just showing the local community where to locally buy something all in one freaking aisle. Like, everything you need for foam is in one aisle. So you can make those godly, like, armor cosplays in one aisle. So I was just showing that off. And then I went to another place that I actually asked if I could film, which is Marshall's Fabrics. Those guys are awesome. I like them. They have
shout out Marshall's Fabrics.
Yeah, Marshall's Fabrics. They're freaking awesome. They have so many different licensed prints is what they're called. So like Star Wars, Turtles,
I know you want some Star Wars sheets.
You can dude, I can make those for you like that. Curtains. Yeah.
Jamie would hate them.
But what if they were done properly? Whatever. So you can even sell them half and half, so half what she likes, half what you like. Yeah. So I just made some videos, and I was calling my stuff Cosplay Adventures. And I got two episodes out, and I was filming my third at Edmonton... Collector Con. That's what I was filming at. And I was filming with the guy that hosted. His name's Shane. He runs Shades of Grey Tattoo, and he used to be a GM at the Expos. And he was the show that this other dude was watching me film, and he goes, "Hey, I like what you're doing. I've been looking for somebody to do that." And I was like, "Okay." You know how many times I've been approached to do stuff? I'm sure that happens to you lots. It's like, "Hey, man, you want to do something? You want to do something? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it." And then they never call you or set up a date or anything. And it's like,
where's the follow-through,
man? Yeah. Like, can you just, you wanted this. Let's set it up. Now I'm waiting. I've been waiting a year and a half for another follow-through.
So when you got the call from some handsome producer saying, hey.
It wasn't even a producer.
Yeah, well, it was from me.
It was this old Jedi.
No, from me. You got the call from
I'm getting there. Oh, we haven't gotten there yet. So this old Jedi from the cosplay world. Says, "Come with me and I'll train you." So we get together, and he actually called me, and I've never hung out with him. We sat down, we hashed out this whole thing. Massive list of segments and stuff to do and sponsors and all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, "Holy shit." And then I was like, "Okay, let's do this." And he's like, no, we're going to go pitch it to a studio. I'm like, "What? We're going to go pitch this to a studio."
So here comes
the part. There's a
studio. I'm working at the studio.
This is how I met Nick.
I'm working at the studio, and they come in and they pitch it, and then they leave, and I go, "That is a good idea. That is a really good idea. You're going to get a huge audience. There's lots of room for celebrities Skyping in and stuff." And then the studio head says, "No, we can't do that right now. We've got to grow first and focus on this." And I'm like, "I can do it. Just give me a camera.
Yeah,
I'll set it up and do it on my own free time." And he's like, "Nope." So then
the old Jedi dude set it up that there was this famous tattoo artist in Shades of Grey. We contacted Shane and was like, "Yo, can we film with him for 15-20 minutes?" He said, "Yeah, sure." So we went over there, filmed our first pilot episode.
I ran the camera.
He ran the camera. And then we were on a roll. And then we were doing our final episode of this other show that was the same network. I suggested that we bring this guy in who's coming in the next day. He's from out of town.
Is he Jack Kirby?
Kirby Morrow.
Oh, Kirby Morrow.
He's the voice of Goku, the voice of Michelangelo, the voice of Scott Summers.
I got his
phone number from my boss. It's his cousin. And I called him up and I was like, "Hey, man, I totally understand if this is off the cuff. I don't know how this works. I'm just calling to see if you're going to be here a day early. So we'd like to have you on the show." And he goes, "I won't be there a day early, but, I could always be persuaded." And I'm like, "Well, I know we're not going to persuade anybody." But he's like, "Yeah, no, you can still come on Saturday and film with me." So, second episode for my show, I filmed it.
Yeah.
Done.
And then he's still going around to networks, and networks won't take it. So I have a new opportunity with this other network that I'm a producer at, and I go, "Here's the show." And he goes, "Okay, I don't know anything about pop culture or anything." And I go, "It's a good idea. Let's make the show." So we walk in, he meets with you for, 10 minutes, and then he's like, "Yeah, this is going to be a show."
Yeah. And 100%. I was like, why? Everybody grabs at this, and then we just don't do anything. It's like, I've looked at his page, I'm like, "No, this guy does everything. Let's do it. Let's get this done." So now I'm just doing a couple other things, trying to get it wrapped up, and nice little package. Packages, men in packages again.
Men in packages.
And buttholes.
See, I told you it was a thing.
Packages and buttholes.
It can go both ways.
Yeah.
Just like the charger.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So.
There's only one port for this one, sorry.
No, if you push hard
one
enough.
One porthole. that's how you blow through the sky, bro.
Yeah. So, Kyle, the watch coming out this September?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we'll try and drop this episode with whenever that works out for you. Where can people find you on social media?
So you can find me personally on don't know if I want to. Okay.
You are on Instagram.
I am on Instagram.
You are on.
I'm IcePickX. IcePickX.
Because he's a serial killer.
Well, that sounds more like a straight edge thing to me. That's just my.
Oh yeah.
My background is if you put the X's before and or after, it's the straight edge.
When he goes snowboarding and everybody pulls out a pipe, he just walks away.
It's funny because you say straight edge, but if you look at my Instagram, it's like so much. I've won shit from like Fido.
Oh.
So like yeah, it's.
Yeah, he's about as straight edge as a.
Well,
circle.
Okay. I don't go past the green. That's it. That's the green is my scene, and that's it.
Okay, I didn't realize that we were freestyling right now. You just kind of went right into that. Yeah, we're wrapping it up. We're doing plugs. Don't start rapping at me.
That's that one. And then for Facebook, my girlfriend and I share a cosplay page. So it's Dust Bunny Creations and the Edmonton Ninja Turtle.
The Edmonton Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Which I know how the name came about, but when you walked in, you brought us some pizza.
That I made.
You made this pizza. You made the flour, the dough, like.
Well, I didn't make the flour.
You didn't make the flour.
I didn't grind the wheat up.
You said from scratch.
I didn't grind the wheat up because I'm not familiar of how to do that, but one day.
My dad has.
One day I will know.
My dad has a flour mill.
Okay, see, that is my next step.
Your dad owns a mill?
No, just like you can get like a little small one.
Yeah, you can get a thing.
Not a porter, a mortar and pestle.
No, a miller.
Like it's a little bowl.
Yeah.
And you put your grain in it,
and then
you turn it on and it goes, and out comes flour.
Oh, yes. That's a coffee grinder.
No, it's finer than that. Like it creates powder, not grounds.
Oh,
so there's coffee grounds and there's coffee powder.
It's a mill.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a mill.
I want one.
So you almost made it from scratch. But it is
pretty close.
Delicious.
Yeah, no, I try. And then I tried something new this time. Like I never actually put garlic butter in before. That was the first time. And so that's why I was like, I don't know how it's gonna be, guys. I tried something.
It's subtle, but it's there.
That's the Ninja Turtle in me.
Yeah.
Like marshmallow and peanut butter pizza. I've definitely want to try that. I will be doing that on the show.
Fluff
or nutter.
That's when
I will be trying the pizzas from the show.
Wonderful.
So a real fluffer nutter pizza.
Yes.
Be really popular in the Maryland, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Shit like that.
And like, yeah, we'll be doing, there's going to be a game. So like, actually I'd like to get that out there right now is, for the show, there will be a hidden sort of the show and the theme. And
you're not supposed to tell people.
I'm saying it's, you know, if you watch this is awesome. This is your lead.
Thanks
for watching
this. This is the clue.
Oh, so they have to watch the whole thing? Nobody watches to the end.
That's too bad for
them. When I went to the plugs, they were like, oh, we're done.
No. They didn't watch it. That's their problem. That's why I said it's hidden.
They have a lot of text messages to not send to Tom right now.
Basically,
so
the hidden stuff, if you pay attention, there will be hidden things. There will be a sign-up, and we'll be sending you stuff if you want to sign up with us and play along. Because there will be something in the show that you can play along with.
Also,
so
giveaways.
Audience interact. There will definitely be giveaways from certain companies that I'm a fan of.
I love how you forget that he's not the camera. Your camera is there.
I know
you're playing
that's
to
like
him.
This. That's why I'm like this. The camera. But yeah, no, I will try and get some giveaways for a couple of places. And I know it's local, so we'll try and get most of our local companies to give out locally and stuff like that, so that it's, you know, and then once we get bigger, you know, whatever, then if we get bigger,
eat enough pizza, you get bigger.
Oh, I'm totally getting bigger.
That's how it works.
Under this table too.
Whoa. Hey, put that away.
All this show about the Italian.
I'm working on my one pack.
Okay.
But yeah, I know there will be something that we give away that's new. You automatically get this thing so you can play along throughout the show and earn cool shit.
Cool. Okay, man. Looking forward to that. Before we go, I just wanted you to give a quick shout-out. What's the best thing on TV right now?
Rick and Morty.
Okay. What's your favorite album?
My favorite album?
Album.
Album, like music?
Yes, that's what usually you put in an album.
The things I download?
Yep, sure. Favorite MP3 you pirate?
I like Telepop Music Breathe. That's the one song.
I don't know what that is.
It was for...
I'm going to check that out, though.
Yeah, definitely check that
out.
This
is... The main questions here are just for me.
There's actually a remix version that was done by Dan Bull.
Oh, I know Dan Bull. Dogobi.
Yeah. So he did a remix of it. It's actually one of my favorite remixes of a song ever. So that mixed together, even better. Yeah.
Sweet.
So.
Okay.
Another freestyle.
What's your phone number again?
780-862-1124.
Okay.
Send them porn.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's a little weird.
Okay. Thank you for jumping in. If you guys are listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, any of that sort of stuff, Stitcher, I don't know. There's lots of things. Make sure you like it, subscribe. I don't know. It all helps out. But always, go check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/quickandslow. That's where you'll see all the videos. We also have videos on YouTube. But that the Facebook page is where we do our giveaways. So go over there, give us a like. We're not asking for your money, just your attention. And yeah, bye. Okay, guys, music is done by Ben Sounds. Go check out the Facebook page for all of our live podcasts and giveaways. Follow us on Twitter to get the fastest updates. And please give us some stars on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening to this. We had an amazing time making it, and I hope you guys enjoyed it half as much as we do. Keep on listening to podcasts in the free world. Good night or morning. Uh-oh.
Guys.
That's a normal thing.